Radio. This is your host, the Merovingi, coming in today rather sickly, which is also why I'm a day late and a dollar short. And I will be talking with you guys today about a little side project I've been working on. Last weekend I got really bored and really wanted to listen to some music, but you know, didn't necessarily want to be in front of my computer, you know, setting my playlists or going through my songs and stuff. So I decided instead that I wanted to find some way that I could play music on my main computer, my desktop computer that has my sound system plugged into it, and yet control it wirelessly through the house with, say, my Nokia 770, which I've talked about before. Well, I couldn't put into a Google search string exactly what I was looking for, and so I started looking around, and I found that VLC has a built-in rather basic HTTP web interface, so you can control VLC on your local machine through a website, and which was awesome. That was exactly what I was looking for, and it happened to already be there, except that when I tried to load my 35 gigabytes 5500 songs into the playlist editor, or into a playlist in VLC, it completely crashed VLC, and it wasn't able to handle that many files. So now I've got something to play the files, but I can't, you know, manage my files within VLC. So then the idea came into my mind for an old program that I was familiar with and had used before called StreamSickle. StreamSickle is an open source MP3 streaming server. That's out there, and I'm pretty sure it's on SourceForge. It's just streamsickle.sourceforge.net. And what StreamSickle will do is it indexes your MP3 folders, you know, whatever folders you specify for it, and it will present all of those folders in a tree-based structure for you, so that you can go through and you can pick what songs you want to hear. And there's, from the moment you start it up, there's always a song playing, so it's always on a random, unless you click on a song or album or artist that you want to hear all the songs for, like that album or that artist, and it'll queue all those up for you. Well, so now I can control my control what I want to hear, and I can control, you know, playing it and the volume of it and stuff like that, through VLC. But these are still two individual websites, so I kicked up a simple HTTP web server and built a quick little page that had two frames in it, one that pointed at the VLC page and one that pointed at the StreamSickle page. And once I turned everything on, it all works beautifully. And for the most part, it works very, very well. However, I don't like how I have to have three individual applications running just so I can manage my music. So I talked with good buddy Droops when he came to Oxford, and he told me this story about how back in his earlier days, his younger days, whatever that means, that he would set up a computer with a keyboard and a monitor and allow people to pick the songs that they wanted to listen to, and yet at the same time he would have his PDA on him, and if he heard a song that he didn't want to listen to, he would log into this admin version of that service and kill the song that was playing. Now, he told me that this was done with Winamp back in the day, which, of course, and then we joked around how since Winamp's been bought out, that they probably don't offer it anymore. But I went through and I found that on Nullsoft's website, they still have the WWW Winamp controller that you can download and use. Now, I went ahead and just downloaded, I went and found an old Winamp 2.9 something to use that with, and loaded it up, and that works fairly well as well. And that definitely cuts my three application solution down to two application solution. However, I'm not very pleased with how the WWW Winamp manages all of those files. Like, I'm not very thrilled about that. So if you guys know of any solutions, any easy, quick solutions, you know, maybe there's an all-in-wonder app that I'm just missing and I can't find, feel free to email me at mirovingi@gmail.com, or you can usually come find me in Pound Infonomicon on the Freenode server. I'm also looking if anyone has any experience with Bluetooth on the Nokia 770s. I'm looking to get into Bluetooth snarfing and some of the Bluetooth more interesting stuff of Bluetooth. Feel free to email me as well, and I'd love to talk about that. Shouts to Enigma for putting up with my sickly late self and everyone else over at Pound Infernomicon. Sniffles.